Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate announced that Virtual USA played a key role in supporting the Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium states and partners participating in the 2011 national level exercise. During this specific exercise, the member states and partners used Virtual USA to discover and share information throughout the region during a mock earthquake event in the New Madrid seismic zone, which is a very dangerous area in our country if something was actually going to happen. So today, to talk a little bit about that, I'm with Jose Vasquez, the Director for First Responder Technologies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me join you.
Okay, great. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about Virtual USA? What is it?
Virtual USA is an initiative that we have here at the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate to improve information sharing among state, local, and federal entities involved in emergency management.
Okay, now is this a software or web-based interface? How is it used?
It's a combination of things. It involves some governance, working through people on what the rules for sharing information is going to be, working on what the important pieces of information that people want to share are, and then working through how are you going to actually share those. Are you going to transfer them to a common format that you can then take into your system? But the whole idea here is that you should be able to take information that is out on the web and available from different systems that you have and be able to bring it into your user so that you can, in your viewer, so that you can view it that way and make better decisions based on that situational awareness you have.
Okay, and who can access this information?
The information can be accessed from the first responder on the ground all the way through to the Emergency Operations Center, and then also by state and local federal officials involved in providing response and support so that they can see what's going on and also see what they need to provide to stay ahead of the situation.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this exercise in the New Madrid zone. Can you tell me how you guys got involved in it and then what role you played?
Sure. We were asked by the Central U.S. Earthquake Consortium Technology Working Group to if we could come over and speak with them about Virtual USA and what we were doing. And in January of this year, we met with them, and we went to their meeting and talked about what our capabilities were and what they were doing, and we discussed how we might be able to help them. Obviously, information sharing, there's a lot of things that need to be done. So one of the key things that we did was we said, let's identify some data sets that you want to be able to share amongst the eight states. And so they identified seven key pieces of data that they wanted to be able to share amongst them. One of them was the status of transportation. Another one was EOC status, whether the EOCs were open or not and what their capabilities were. They wanted to know where shelters were and whether shelters were open or not or whether they were available. Hospitals, they wanted to have information on hospitals and bed availability. They wanted to know what power lines were working and not, so if an area had an outage or whether it had power available to it. They also wanted to know any emergency communications that were down. And the last one was that they wanted to share was fatalities, information on people that had were either injured or had passed away and what was going on with that. So those were the seven data sets, eight states, so really 56 key data elements that they wanted to be able to share amongst each other and be able to see it no matter what state they were in.
So prior to the exercise, did you guys have to create a new software suite in order to meet these needs, or were these already embedded within the Virtual USA system to deliver this data set?
One of the key things about the Virtual USA is that in most cases, localities already have the basic tools that they need in order to do the information sharing. They either, you know, in their EOC, they'll either have Web EOC or some other software, and what we try to do is we are agnostic to what the technology is. What we like to do is work with them so that they can share it amongst the different and disparate systems. So we've worked on some commonality of standards and some ways that the information can be shared. So there's some things that we do provide them that allows that data sharing to be a little bit easier.
Can you speak a little bit more about interoperability of the system and just how that was used to effectively deploy all these different agencies across all these different states?
Sure. There's two things that we have. We have one of the things that we have is a thing called My Library. My Library is a way for you to be able to see what other data sets someone has out there. So if you're in one of the states that's affected, or you're looking at one of your neighboring states and they make some data available, by going into My Library, it's basically a catalog that shows you here are the different data feeds that are available. So you're able to see, for example, here's a transportation status for the state next to me. And it tells you what format that is in. And then based on that format, you can then figure out how is the best way for you to transmit it. And one of the things that we work out ahead of time is that people publish this information in the most open possible data set that they can. So part of the real thing about Virtual USA is that people have agreed beforehand, when I post up transportation, here are the three different ways that I'm going to post it, and that makes it so that most people can then open it and make it viewable in their system.
Okay. Now, I know that this isn't exactly been tested necessarily in Joplin, but a lot of this mutual aid in Missouri practiced this a week before Joplin got hit by the F5 tornado. Can you talk a little bit about lessons learned in this exercise that may have been used in that kind of disaster or similar disasters throughout the U.S.?
Sure. We got some feedback from the states involved in CUSIC. Missouri was one of them, for example, that was highly affected by the floods that happened here not too long ago. And one of the things that we got back from them was that the preparation that they did for the CUSIC exercise actually assisted them tremendously during the floods in being able to better share information with each other and being able to make better decisions from having improved information.
Okay, and then is there any final words to our listeners about this exercise that they should take away from knowing that you guys are doing these kind of exercises throughout the nation?
Yes. What I'd like to tell them is that if they're interested in knowing more about these exercises and interested in knowing more about data sharing, to please go to www.firstresponder.gov. That is a DHS Science and Technology website. And in there is a link to the First Responder Communities of Practice. And inside of our First Responder Communities of Practice, we have a whole lot of information on how to start these initiatives and how to work with others in improving your data sharing. So we welcome people doing that.
Well, thank you for your time and insight, Jose.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, you know, we're continuing to do pilots, and right now the next ones that we're going to do are in the Northeast, and we're also going to work out in the Pacific with California and the Pacific Northwest states to do an information sharing pilot out west.
Okay, well, that completes our podcast. Thank you for your input, and thank you for our listeners for tuning in to listen to our podcast.